Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the first full weekend of this new month. We have a huge show for you this week. My first guest is my buddy of many years, the lead singer of Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, will be here. A beautiful lady and one talented one. Rita Coolidge will be joining us on the show. She got a new book out. Then Grillmaster David Rose will be joining us, talking about how to do some outside grilling. Next hour, she hasn't been with us in a long time. From Law & Order, Mariska Hargitay will be here. Then the beautiful Heidi Klum from America's Got Talent will be talking to author Tom Murphy, who started an organization for the vets called EdgeForVets.org. And then a Feeding America project by Dash Blaker will be on the agenda to wrap things up. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. I'll be right back with Chuck Negron.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
This is no Hail Mary, no porcelain dress, not a one day Sunday ritual or a hollow hallelujah. Lived on empty amens at the end of my prayer, just words thrown together and tossed.
That is the voice of the man. I've known this gentleman for a long, long time. Haven't talked to him in a while, and I'm anxious he's back. He's not only one of the most talented guys in this business, he's one of the nicest guys in this business. Joining us right now with yet another new CD is our friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I'm really nice to be talking to you again.
Boy, we haven't talked in a long time, but when I talk about being a nice guy in this business, I got to tell a quick story before we get into what we want to talk about today. We were doing a show, a radio show, in Lake Tahoe, and it happened to be over the weekend of Father's Day, which, you know, people want to stay with their family and so on and so forth. And Chuck flew in from Los Angeles to Lake Tahoe just to do the radio show in the lobby of, I think it was Harvey's or Harry's or somebody. And I never forgot that. You talk about a man that comes to the aid of friends. This is the guy. I never forget that, Chuck, never.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember. Yeah, well, you've been very nice to me, and it was my pleasure to be there for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Brand new CD out. This is terrific. And now you're like the Partridge Family now. You're bringing in the daughters. I love this new CD. And it features your daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. Tell us about this thing, Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, yes, it's the three of us. They've been singing with me since they both were, little kids. They've always wanted to come up on stage when I'm, doing shows and... So, they've done that for years. Then when Charlie, who's now 23,
wow,
was 10, she made a record, a duet with me, which went on a CD, a DVD that I did. And it was, David Foster was on, played piano, and all these great guys were on the session. And so she's, wanted to sing for a long time, and actually just graduated Cal Arts, was the very prestigious... art school, the musical school in California. So, she was very excited about doing it. And Annabelle actually was 13 when we started doing this this record. So, it's not really her career path, but she loves to sing.
Well, that's great. And they sound terrific. The version of Be My Baby by the Ronettes that is done on the CD is sensational. In fact, when you cover a record, and you know this better than anybody, when somebody covers a record, it's always like, really tender territory because you don't know if you're going to do it justice. She sounds better than the Ronettes.
Oh, that's very nice. Yes, both girls on. It's Annabelle starts and then Charlie...
Yeah.
Sings the second half, which is "Do I Love You."
Yeah.
So yeah, I was very pleased with the way they did it, and in the album we had a good time doing it, and I wanted them to see how I'm like when I work, and just to kind of get a taste of it, to see if there's something they were interested in doing.
Well, they're working at the feet of the pro, I tell you. Negron Generations is the name of the brand-new CD. It's available at chucknegron.com and digital musical outlets everywhere. Chuck, you got some stuff on there, too, that were three unreleased tracks by Three Dog Night. The Letter, Save Our Ship, and This Is Your Captain Calling.
Yes, we found... I have some masters, in 2000, seven masters were reverted to Danny Corey and I, that we would own them in the future. It's a deal we made with, ABC years ago, and finally, they reverted back to us. And on one of the masters that I got, actually... Not from the record company, not via the record company, but I got from an old manager. There were three extra songs on it, and I listened to them, and I went, oh, my God, I remember this. We never got to finish them. So, I went in and just kind of finished them up and put them on this record. So I'm very excited for the fans to have this.
Yes. One of the things that Chuck does, ladies and gentlemen, is that he constantly recreates himself. He's had several CDs out over the past years. This one, of course, as we mentioned, A Family Affair. And you and I talked about this once before, Chuck. When you've had so many hits, huge, we're not talking about marginal stuff here, huge hits in a career, it's very difficult to go on stage and not play all the hits. It's tough to introduce new music, is it not?
Oh, it's very, very, very difficult. Especially in the genre that I'm working with now, because there are fans that are there to see and hear the old music. So,
sure.
I can't, when I do the Happy Together tour, I can't do anything new. I have to do all the old hits, which is fine. That's what I'm there for. So I love it. With my solo band, I would do a lot of new, not a lot, several songs, and I found that the promoters were going, could you do a little less? They really want to hear the hits. And the reason, the dilemma I had was that we had so many hits.
Yeah.
That they want to hear as many as possible. So when I did new stuff, it cut into some of the hits, which usually isn't a problem for most bands. You know, they do three, four, whatever hits they do, and then they do new stuff. But for me, there were so many hits. So, I do the best I can. We try to make sure that the fans get what they want.
Boy, that's a heck of a dilemma to be put in. You know, I got so many hits, I can't sing them all in the show. You can't say that about the tremolos, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this Happy Together tour, and this is a great combination of people. The Turtles, featuring Flo and Eddie, they're crazy. The Association, the Box Tops, the Cow Sills, and the Archers, starring Ron Dante. A few people probably know that he was the voice of all the Archies.
Yes, and many, many commercials.
Many commercials. The tour schedule that you're on, it's like the old days. I mean, you're going to be doing, over 60 tours, and that does that include the Happy Together tour, or is that just you and the band?
That's, in fact, the Happy Together tour we did this past year was just about 50, just the Happy Together tour. And
wow.
Then the year before it was 60, mm-hmm. 60 days. So that's just that. My solo dates are added on to that. But the Happy Together tour is quite an extensive packed tour, because you leave in June and ends in August or September, depending on the amount of dates. And you're doing five shows a week.
Wow.
So that's quite. Quite a bit. Actually, we had some weeks where we did six.
Mm-hmm. Well, at your age of 52, that shouldn't be that hard.
Well, no, but I'm much younger than they are. But I'm actually speaking, it was probably hard for them.
Yeah. If Chuck wasn't a singer and a performer, he'd make one hell of a comedian, I tell you. 21 consecutive top 40 hits, 12 gold albums, over 50 million albums sold, as, of course, Three Dog Night. But we're going to pause, Chuck, for a second. And when I want to come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about many things. I could talk to you, as you know, for generations, Negron generations, in fact. Available now on checknegron.com. But I want to talk to you about the book. I have the book in front of me. I know when it came out, we talked about it extensively. I want to talk to you about that, and I want to talk to you about September. And I didn't know this, okay? It is National Recovery Month, and we want to talk about something that is a benchmark for you that I'm very proud of you for, okay? We'll be right back with my friend Chuck Negron, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
More great music with our guest and longtime friend and a great guy. I mean this, not only a big talent, but a great guy, Chuck Negron. I did not realize that this September is National Recovery Month. In your book, Three Dog Nightmare, you go into your very tough years under the influence of drugs. You are now celebrating this year 26 years of sobriety. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's been a blessing, a gift from God. You know, the 26 years ago, I walked into Cry Help, which is a long-term rehab, and they turned my life around. You know, stayed there almost a year. It was just a wonderful program, and just that time on, I've been clean and sober. So it's very, very, I was very, very blessed to find that place.
And that was a tough time for you. I remember one time you told me that you flew from Cleveland to L.A. just to be able to get some drugs before a concert that you had to do back on the East Coast. You were selling gold records, your own gold records, to pawn shops. It's a remarkable recovery. Everybody should read this book. I mean, really and truly. Is it still out?
It's actually coming out again in November. I wrote 10 new chapters, last, edition. I won't, do another one. But anyway, it's coming out in November, being re-released. It's going to be everywhere. Like I said, 10 new chapters. And we're very, very excited about it. It is now required reading in many rehabs across America.
Really?
To use it, as a book of, instruction, and it's just helped a lot of people. And that's why I wrote it. I mean, I wouldn't have been so graphically honest about, what a pathetic human being I had become and how terribly it affected my family. I wanted it to help people. I wanted people to know, how bad it could get, and I wanted families to understand. And so, it's the reason I wrote it. So I'm so glad that it is being used to help others.
There were some great possibilities, as I think there should be, of this becoming a movie. Any more movement on that? Because this would make a terrific theatrical release.
Well, it's, kind of timing is everything in this business and probably life. But, what happened then was New Line Cinema wanted to make the movie and was very, very excited about it. We were in, in either production, pre-production, talking about, everything. And they wanted to include my wife at the time, use part of her story in there. And I went and mentioned it to her, and she just went, I don't want the movie. I don't want the book to do. I don't want you to do it. I didn't know the book was going to be so successful. I didn't want the world to know our story.
Sure.
And I said, I never knew that. And she said, I just figured you're writing a book. What is the chances of it being so successful or bestsellers? It was. And now the movie, I don't want it. Actually ended up divorcing because she was just very unhappy. So, of course, I told them, I'm sorry, I can't do it. So once it gets out there, it was in production and we pulled it. You kind of, not known as someone that cooperates, you know, you kind of get a bad rap, you know, because they put money into it already. So at any rate, I don't know, someone's going to have to come along and read the book and just get excited about it all over again and then just, you know, want to make a movie of it. So we'll see, you know, maybe when it comes out in November, it will generate some new excitement. There are new chapters which add to the drama, so to speak, and the recovery of the wonderful, you know, exciting stuff. So, you know, maybe it will stimulate some new interest.
I think that's a very good possibility. And first of all, you got to promise me that when it comes out again that you're going to make time for me to be able to talk to you about it and promote it again. I'm involved, actually, and I don't know how I got involved with this. This is what happens when you go back home to your hometown and people think that you're, you know, you have connections. But now I'm involved with a movie production that has to do with a mafia-style killing. And boy, I tell you something, after the lessons that I've learned on how to put that together in the script, boy, this would be something you could really sink your teeth in. I mean, this is a good book, and it's probably even going to be better now that the 10 or chapters are coming out, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. So, you know, I'm very excited about it. And, you know, these 10 chapters I wrote totally by myself without the guide of, you know, they have ghostwriters and, you know, my, you know, when we first wrote it, Chris Blatchford did all the, you know, all the investigative work to make sure everything was credible and you know, help write it. But on these last 10 chapters, I did it all myself. I wanted it to be totally in my tone with my humor. So, you know, so we'll see how they go.
Good. Now, I have to tell you that over the years, I have dropped your name several times to other rock stars from that era of ours, and they all kind of have the same reaction. They're not really fond of you, and I want to tell you why they're not really fond of you, because you look so damn good, Chuck, that everybody says, they always say, you know, yeah, sure, he looks like that, and I look like Gabby Hayes, and I won't mention those people who said that, but you do,
oh,
man.
God.
I got to tell you something. I know you're big on exercising and everything, but, you know, you make the rest of us look like chopped liver, you know? I mean, you really have kept yourself up. I congratulate you. That's not an easy thing to do as we grow a little bit along in the tooth.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a lot of that's to do with genetics. My father, you know, when we lost my father, you know, he was in his mid-70s, and he looked like my brother.
Oh, you know, he was a good-looking man.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, I'll be honest, when my father used to come to basketball games at college, when I was in college, he'd end up, you know, leaving with the girls because they thought he was my brother. It's just genetic.
Yeah, well, I tell you, he was a good-looking man. I've seen pictures of him, and you're absolutely right. He looked like he was
a good-looking man. Nice. Yeah. And a nice. He was the sweetest man.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's just genetics. And you got to, you know, you got to work at it, too, in this sense. Not that I, you know, I work at it that hard now, but I mean, but there was a time I worked out every day, you know, in great, great shape.
Well, my wife's in love with you, which puts a little strain on our marriage, but what are you going to do, Chuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she calls me so much.
I know.
I'm sorry about
that. Well, you know, and you answered that ad she put in the L.A. Times, so I can't blame you. You know, you're just...
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. You know, it was a good ad.
It was a great ad. She won an award for that. Negron Generations, out right now. Go to ChuckNegron.com or all digital music outlets. Great songs, plus three unreleased by Three Dog Night, with his two daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. And you got to get this. And, of course, Chuck's going to come back and talk about the latest installment of Three Dog Nightmare. And with his five-octave range, go to his website and find out where he's playing, whether it's with a Happy Together tour or by himself. You will walk away not only excited, you'll want more and more and more. Chuck, it's always great talking with you, my friend. Let's join each other again, chat about the book.
Fantastic. Well, man, good talking to you. You take care. Say hi to the beautiful lady.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
Okay, God bless.
Chuck Nemrod, what a guy. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This was our first number one record.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. Taliban Friday seizing control of a provincial capital for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan saying Friday the war has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Schools are reopening across the country, but a federal official is open to closing them again if COVID cases spike. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona at a town hall in Boston Friday.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can, I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Boston public schools are requiring masks this fall, but Cardona says it's also important to remember after-school activities pose a threat as well. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us right now is Rita Coolidge. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks so
so much for talking to me.
Thank you. It's great.
I'm good.
I'm glad that you are here. We have a lot to talk about. We have some mutual friends in the likes of Jimmy Buffett and Lee Greenwood, but we're going to talk about
How is Bubba?
You are the subject that we're going to talk about, two-time Grammy Award winner. And we're going to talk a lot about what you've done in your remarkable career. But first off, Delta Lady, was this a good experience to write this? Because a lot of times writing an autobiography can be very difficult, and on the other hand, kind of clears a few things that are in your mind way, way back that, you know, you get out in front and it's over. I mean, because you talk very candidly about a lot of things in this book.
I do, and it's been very cathartic. It's been, for me, it's been a long kind of a long journey getting from the time we decided to do the book, and actually it is kind of painful. And that, when I read the book the first time, when I read the first manuscript many months ago, I just, when I finished reading it, I just wept because it felt like to see everything capsulized and all put together, you know, it was an amazing experience, and I'm just so happy that I did. And I did talk about a lot of things, and I talk about, you know, people seem to be fascinated with the Layla story, and I've told that story since the 1970s, so it's something that's ingrained in me. I just know what happened. But I, you know, it's also hopefully a book of inspiration for a lot of women.
Some, like you say, like the Layla story, and some really behind-the-scenes things. I mean, hanging with Tina Turner, who took her wig off one time to actually show a scar that her husband Ike bestowed upon her. I mean, you have been in the mix of the 70s, I mean, and the 60s, for that matter. Even the fact that people held you responsible for Crosby, Stills, and Nash's breakup, but you were more like a referee in that scenario, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I just, you know, I walked into that band. They had so many problems before I got there. There were four very strong personalities, and I think Graham was the one of, well, at that time there were only three when I met them, but Graham was, he was the only one who actually had his head kind of screwed on straight and was consistent and could make clear decisions all the time, to the point that the band called him Daddy, which tells you a lot about that band. And, you know, he and Stephen really thought that he was in love with me. And when Graham and I started dating, Stephen came out swinging and didn't speak to Graham and was just so ugly to Graham for the whole time that we were together. But the band never really broke up. They played and, you know, have been up until recently they've been playing.
Right.
So, I got credit for something that never happened, right?
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, if you were credited for inventing the computer, that would be good.
And that would be fabulous.
That would be you know, speaking about computers, I didn't realize that your husband is a professor of computer science at the University of California. That's very impressive credentials there.
Well, yes, I did marry a mad scientist. He's retired now, but he still is a mad scientist, and he's constantly working on projects with people all over the world. Being in the music business for so long and to actually be with someone who's not a musician has been kind of challenging and refreshing in a sense.
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, your relationships with so many and your interaction in business and in duets with so many people in the music business, do you think that might have been the problem in your marriage to Kris Kristofferson?
Well, you know, Chris maintains that it was that it was two egos under one roof that couldn't make it. But, you know, if you read the book, there were many, many other issues, as there always are. Nothing is ever just black and white. There's so many different colors in every situation that goes on. And, you know, with Chris, there was his movie career, my music career, and he really would have loved to have had a hit record, I'm sure, just to to kind of open doors for him. He will always be one of America's treasured songwriters. And, you know, we're best friends. I've loved him since the day I met him, and I'll love him until we're both on the other side. We just couldn't be married.
Sure, that happened.
Because Chris had, he just had a wandering eye, and that just didn't work for me.
Two-time Grammy Award winner, worked with the likes of Leon Russell, Joe Cocker, Eric Clapton, as we mentioned, Stephen Stills, signed to A&M Records as a solo artist, and of course, he heard huge solo album, Anytime, Anywhere, back in 1977. But I tell you, there's a couple things, Rita, that I didn't know about you. Number one, I didn't know that you went to Florida State University to study art.
When I graduated high school, my father was a Baptist minister, and we had moved to Jacksonville when I was a sophomore. And so when I graduated, being a resident, Florida State was my choice of universities because it didn't cost very much. And we, my father being a preacher and my mother a school teacher, there was not a lot of money. Now, my gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do a freshman year if I were under those circumstances and the cost of tuition today. But Florida State was a great university, and it gave me a great experience. I loved FSU. I'm going to Tallahassee this next weekend for a book reading at a music and book festival there. So I went back to homecoming last year. I really love Florida State.
That's cool. That's great. Now, here's something that really shocked me. Back in my days, my younger days as a disc jockey and then later owning some radio stations, I probably played your docile tones on the radio with station commercial jingles. I didn't realize you worked for Pepper Sound. I used to buy all the jingle packages that I had from Pepper Sound. So I had Rita Coolidge on the air, didn't even know it.
That would have been right. I worked at Pepper. That was my first paying job when I got to Memphis because I could read music and I could sing. So I found out about Pepper Tanner and went over and got a job. And just we would stand in the studio all day long and sing the same package and then just change the call letters.
Change the call letters, yeah.
And it was sometimes boring, sometimes a blast.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what you got paid, but I certainly paid a ton of money for those jingles.
You paid way more than I got paid.
You know, to prove how you approach music, it very seldom does somebody want to cover a song that is absolutely done so well by the original artist because they're afraid they're not going to do justice to it. Your rendition of Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson is sensational.
Well, thank you. I know what you mean about covering up music. When you feel like a song has been done so well, it's pretty big shoes to step into. But I was working with Booker T and the MGs at that time, and Booker and I sat down and came up with this arrangement. And I think that you can see a lot of Booker's color, his musical color in there. So I have to share that credit with Booker.
Well, it could only be pulled off by the talent of Rita Coolidge. The book is out right now, right, Delta Lady?
As of this morning. It's released today.
Wow. And we can get it at bookstores or, I'm sure, online?
Bookstores and on Amazon, yes. You'll get it overnight probably from Amazon. So all of my friends and all of my fans that have pre-ordered on Amazon, it will be on your doorstep today.
Rita, is there a website we can go to learn more about where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Yes, my website is ritacoolidge.net.
That sounds great. Rita, you're a great guest, but when you have more time, would you come back? We'd love to talk to you more.
I would love it more than anything, Ron. I have be recording in a couple of months, and I'd love to come back any time and talk to you. You're a delightful talk show host, and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. The new book is out right now. It's Delta Lady, of course, the autobiography of the beautiful and talented Rita Coolidge. Rita, thank you, dear. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You talk about a legendary singer and one that has seen it all over her remarkable career, and that's Rita Coolidge. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Thank you.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. You know, even though the dog days of summer are upon us, I got to tell you something. With the advent of good grilling concepts and ideas and new equipment, you can do it all year round. And we're going to prove that when we bring our next guest on the show. He's a grill master, and I have to tell you something. He's one talented guy when it comes to food and preparation of food. He's a Food Network TV personality. He went head-to-head in season 13 with Bobby Flay. He's also an author. The book is called Agan, David Rose Cooks on the Big Green Egg. Joining us right now is our friend David Rose. Hi, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ron. Thank you so much for that amazing intro. I need to take you on the road with me and give you all my intros, but thank you so much for having me. And any day I could talk about barbecue, grilling, and meat, it's a pretty good day, so thanks for having me.
Well, I got to tell you something. I do things on the side. In other words, a lot of times you can... You can, yeah, and I walk into a restaurant or a bookstore or something. I come in, do the introduction, and then I leave, and you come out with what they call in the business a warm-up act. So let me know when you want to do that.
Done deal.
Okay, sounds great. Now, you know, I have a couple of statistics in front of me that are pretty amazing, and that is the fact that more than half of Americans, over half by like 62-63%, grill every week during the summertime. And the fact is, it's a growing thing, not just for holidays or special occasions, anytime. And it's not just dinner, it's breakfast, lunch, it's the whole gamut.
Yes, sir, you hit the nail right on the head. The beauty of grilling is that you can fire up your grill all day, every day, all year round, and there's no special occasion needed. You have the meat, you have the proteins, you have the appetite. That's reason enough to light that grill up. Didn't agree anymore.
Now, you mentioned there are two huge, big mistakes that average Americans make when grilling. One mistake is 31% overcook, and then the other 27% are flipping over too soon. So, my friend, how do you solve this mystery?
Yes, sir. We here at Omaha Steaks, we want to give you the tips, tricks, and just, you know, guidelines to give you the success that you want to be and be an amazing just rock star on the grill each time. So what we do when we set out any protein is we include a cooking chart. Now, with that, we highly suggest that you use a timer and digital thermometer so you know exactly how long the meat is on the grill. And we want to take all of the guesswork out of the equation. So by using that digital thermometer, you're knowing what the right temperature is each and every single time. So that takes care of the overcooking. Can be good here, Ron. Flip once and only once. By doing that, you're ensuring you get that nice, hard, crusty sear on the outside of the burger. You flip it, and it's still going to be nice and juicy and moist on the inside. But please refrain, as much as you're tempted, do not press down with the spatula on the burger. Let the burger do its thing. Let it take its time. Let the flavors develop, because the last thing you want are all those juices that are in the burger to come out, seep out, and be on the bottom of the grill, because I don't know about you, I want all of that tastiness in my stomach where it belongs, Ron.
Well, you know, David, what happens if you want it well done? I mean, does the texture of how well you want it, whether it's rare, medium rare, or well, have an effect on how long you keep it on the grill? Because that's the reason why I flip it a couple of times, because I'm thinking I'm going to get it well done. Apparently, I'm not the brightest flipper in the world.
Yeah, what I definitely recommend if you prefer more of a well-done burger is probably doing a thinner patty, so that way it's still going to be juicy. But because of the surface area of a bigger patty, by the time the center becomes well done, it starts to kind of dry it out. But also a lot of good things to kind of, you know, combat that, using a different type of burger meat. And I am a ribeye fan. If I could marry a ribeye steak, I'd marry it yesterday. And we have a Delmonico blend made from amazing ribeye, and it's going to have more fat, more juiciness, even though it's well done, because of the great marbleization, it's going to be a lot juicier.
Boy, the way you describe it, you could make a brick sound good, you know? I mean, holy man. Jeez.
So you're right on that assumption, too.
Wow, unbelievable. Now, there's a lot of people, too, that grill before noon. You got a survey here that says nearly two-thirds of Americans grill before noon. Is it becoming easier to set up a grill and do that? I mean, a lot of times people, especially on a work day, you know, don't have that luxury.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, that comes with a little bit of planning. And I think by having the adequate Omaha Steaks products on hand in the fridge, it gives you a chance to just infuse even more flavor and just tastiness into a lunch, a breakfast, or a brunch, where one of my newest creations, it comes from a really just devout love and appreciation for burgers and breakfast. And I call this burger, you ready for this, Ron? It's called the AM Breakfast Burger. And what I start out with some premium day ground beef. I make the patty, heavy salt, heavy pepper. I'll get a nice sear on the grill, and I flip it once so it's still juicy. Onto that, I put some American cheese, let that melt, and then I top that with some colossal thick-cut bacon, which is a half-inch thickness. But we're not done yet. Wait. We have a cheesy steakhouse hash browns, crispy fried to perfection, but no breakfast is complete without a fried egg. So to that, I add a super easy fried egg. Top it with a toasted sesame bun, Parmesan pepper mayo. So it's salty, it's sweet, it's creamy, it's crispy, it's crunchy. Everything a burger should be and more. and it can be enjoyed for breakfast, lunch, or a midnight snack. So there is no need for time, reason, season, or barbecue. If you want to grill, by all means, do it.
Wow. Now, you were really got interested in this because both your parents are chef parents, and then you went to the Le Cordon Bleu Culinary College, and so you've been doing this for a long, long time. Do your parents still do it?
My parents since retired, and they're enjoying the sweet life of retirement in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's great seeing them all the time. But, yeah, I come from a huge Jamaican family. I'm one of eight. My mom's one of 13. My dad's one of nine. And we all kind of, you know, migrated to New Jersey. So imagine, if you will, these barbecues and gatherings, you know, 100 people. I've always been around great food. And my first time grilling was when I was 6 years old. My dad was making jerk chicken, and he gave me the tongs and said, "Don't burn the chicken." And I've been grilling ever since.
Wow. David, where can we go for more information on grilling, what we talked about today, some of your great ideas, including the book, Eggin', David Rose Cooks on the Big Green Egg?
Yes, sir. For all Omaha Steaks products, recipes, step-by-step videos, and everything I discussed today, you can find that on the omahasteaks.com website. And for my book, Eggin', David Rose Cooks on the Big Green Egg, you can go to my website, Chef David Rose, or you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, wherever fine books are sold, you can find it. And October 12th, it would hit shelves, but you pre-order today and have it delivered to your doorstop the second it is dropped.
You know, it's only about an hour and 45-minute flight from Atlanta to Orlando, so I'll buy you...
No,
I want you to come on down, okay?
Okay, I'll come on. Even better weather, I'm down.
Thanks for joining us. Much luck, and we look forward to your return, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and happy grilling, my friend.
Happy grilling to you, too. The king of grilling there, David Rose, Grill Master.
You know, I have a secret desire to be able to cook and make things like David has. It's fascinating to me, and I'm so in awe of people who can do it. A little reminder to you, don't forget to check our website, ronseggi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. Want to thank Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, also Rita Coolidge, and Grillmaster David Rose for being part of the first hour of our show. Next hour, the 20th season coming up of Law and Order. Mariska Hargitay will be here. She hasn't been here in a long time. Then Heidi Klum from America's Got Talent will be joined by Tom Murphy, who started an organization called EdgeForVets.org. And then there's a great feeding program for people in America that need to eat, and that's Dash Blaker's project, and we'll talk to him about that. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. My first guest next hour, Mariska Hargitay.